Good afternoon. It's nice to be in Beijing. It's almost as cold as New York, so I feel at home. So what I'm going to do is take you a little bit through. We talked a little bit earlier about corporate social responsibility. I'm going to focus on one aspect of CSR, which is really the environment. So environment is one aspect of CSR. The other aspects of CSR are obviously your employees, your suppliers, your labor force, and so on. But my interest has been looking at the green aspect of the marketing and what is the brand advantages that green might offer to you. Some of the discussion I'll have is a study we did at Yale in collaboration with McKinsey at the School of Environment, Forestry and Environmental Studies. After that, I'll share you some data from a study that was done in China by Lander Associates, a branding company. And finally, I'll share you some new data that we had on a study that my graduate student did in China with some of the companies in China. So let me start by just showing you how important this topic has become. If you look at the headlines or covers of most business or general interest magazines, you see covers on global warming, on eco-imagination, environment, green, what it means. So if you focused on the media, it seems like everybody's already aware and is already acting green. So first thing you wanted to do is, what do the companies think? And obviously, more important than companies, what do their consumers or what do their customers think? So some of the questions, when we started doing this, some of the questions that came up, talking to the managers in many companies, for example, they would say, well, what's different about green? Is it good for the individual or is it good for the environment? So when you purchase something, do you get any benefit from it, or the benefit only goes to the future generation? So you have some combination, obviously. If you buy a low emission automobile, you're less likely to inhale the fumes, but most of the benefit doesn't go to the individual, most of the benefit goes to the society as a large. So that's one aspect companies focus on. Is your green product good only for the environment, or is it also good for the individual? The second interesting question is, what is the role of corporate image? How does it help the company to have a green product? There's a general assumption that if the product is green, it's good for the company brand. That somehow the brand benefits by having a green product. But the research on this is relatively non-existent. So if you think about GE versus Siemens, do people prefer to buy from GE because it has some green products or eco-imagination, or it doesn't matter? The other interesting question is around the communication of green. If you have a green product, how do you market it? What is the right way to market a product that resonates with your customers about being green or not green? So we did some research on that. Finally, we looked at the green around the value chain. So the idea of the value chain is basically from the time the product is, the raw material, manufacturing, transportation, the use of the product, and then finally disposal of the product. So that's a classic value chain. If you think about the bottled water that is lying next to our tables or on the tables, the question is, where is the bottled water being produced? So in U.S. you find bottled water which is made in Fiji. Fiji is thousands of miles away, and then Fiji sells this water saying that we use less plastic or it's easy to recycle our bottles. And so as a result, we are green. But the water came